Welcome to Your Next Mission, the nation's number one video podcast on military transition and leadership. We tell the stories of those who served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition and financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now, here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Hello out there. Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast. On the show today, we'll talk about three of my favorite topics: transition, financial wellness, and military spouses. But before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USA, where we take care of our own. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield, FEP Dental, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, together they make Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families. I say it every week. We love them too. Today's guests come to us from USA, one of our sponsors and a huge supporter of the military community. And I'm excited to introduce Stacy Holt, Military Affairs Director, Spouse Engagement at USA, and the 15th Master Chief Petty Officer of the Navy, retired Russell L. Smith, Relationship Principal with USA and Military Affairs. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. All right, you guys got to talk to me a little
bit. We're so excited, we're speechless.
Well, just blown away by the introduction.
Wait, is there a problem here? I got a wall in front of me. Hey, before we get started, though, I want each of you to tell the audience just a little bit about yourself, and Stacy, we'll start with you. Go ahead and tell the audience about you.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that. So thanks for having us on the show today. The best part is I'm a military spouse. So again, my name is Stacy Holt.
Yeah.
My husband is a Marine, served in the Marine Corps for over 30 years, has retired just a couple of years ago. We retired here in the state of Texas, and I have the opportunity to work for USAA, and I'm actually on the military affairs team. So probably could not be a better position for me as a military spouse. I'm a mom, of course, raised two kids in the military lifestyle, moving about, I think, 13 times. Of course, my husband was in combat 5 times. So I think we had the full military experience overseas, living East Coast, West Coast, I'm looking at Russ like he's going to clarify where I live. East Coast, West Coast, as well as the Midwest. And both my kids are in college here in Texas. We're empty nesters for the first time. And then, like you said, I'm with Military Affairs here at USAA supporting military spouses. So I get to live and work in my favorite community, military spouses. What's not to like?
I can tell right now you are pumped up all the time, aren't you?
What's not to like about military spouses? I could talk about them all day.
Oh, we're going to talk about them. We're going to talk about it just in a second. Hey, Master Chief, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Spent 35 years in the Navy. Absolutely loved it. Started out as a nuclear weapons technician, and then spent the remainder of my time in intelligence, mostly as a human gathered intelligence or a HUMINT specialist. Spent a lot of time with Naval Special Warfare, did a tour in Russia. Every time I PCS'd, I'd PCS'd 11 times in that time frame. And every time I moved across the country or out of the country.
Yeah.
So PCS is, and how hard that can be, is really at the forefront of my vision. And something that we'll probably talk about here in a minute, you know, with what USA is doing to help with that. But I got out about 3 years ago and have spent my way or spent my time finding my way around. And I finally found the job I think I was made for here.
There you go. I usually say when somebody has less time in the military than I do, I always call them quitters. But you had 35, I had 36. I think you're okay. All right.
Thank you.
You're in the right zone there, right there. Hey, Stacy, we talk a lot about transition on the show all the time. But to be honest, we tend to concentrate on service members themselves. We don't talk much about spouses. What sort of unique challenges do they do they face when they transition, spouses transition?
So, I can't speak for all spouses. Yeah. I can kind of speak from my experience and what my friends experienced. But gosh, I would say it wasn't what I expected. I want to say as a military spouse, I had this experience, right? I was a military spouse for 36 years. Like Russ said, we moved constantly. My spouse was in combat. I had children. I raised children, frankly, when my spouse wasn't around. But transition, my husband was happy to get out of the military. He had done a great career. He'd reached a, you know, rank and experience in his career that he was happy with. So he felt like, hey, this is the right time. I was certainly supportive of him retiring. Our kids were at an age that it was, our daughter got to go to one high school. Our son only had to switch one school. So it was a great time for us. So I thought. So it was unexpected. If I had to give kind of an experience, I would just say unexpected. So yeah. I think as a family, we went through a little bit of an emotional roller coaster. I think my spouse felt things that he hadn't felt before. And then I don't want to admit this out loud, but we had to kind of learn to communicate. Even though we were married 25 plus years at that point, we did kind of have to learn to communicate. So it was unexpected, surprisingly unexpected.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was just probably like the master chief, I was always gone or doing something. So you're right. We had to figure out how to communicate. When I retired, I mean, I'm always around. In fact, I'll tell you a little story real quick. We built a house. I wasn't working. I was waiting for the furniture to show up. And finally, the furniture showed up and put the furniture in the house. And my wife one day, after about the second day, looked at me and says, "Don't you have something to do?"
We've had those days. We've had those days since, too.
Hey, what advice would you give a military spouse, you know, with your experience? What advice would you give them?
I mean, it sounds kind of cliche. In the Marine Corps, we do semper fidelis, always faithful. So yeah. We say semper gumby, always flexible. I think that kind of sticks. It still sticks with transition. So be flexible. I seek advice. And I think the best thing I could is I stopped having this kind of facade that everything was perfect. And so I felt really comfortable going to my friends and my peers going, hey, it's not working out for me. And then I would hear from other spouses go, oh, it didn't work out for us either. Or, hey, we had this really important challenge, or we had this unexpected. So once I felt like I wasn't alone, I think then kind of the floodgates of goodness opened, is because I knew that it wasn't just me who was kind of struggling with this person. And so I would just say the advice would be semper gumby, be flexible and communicate. They've just got to communicate not only with their spouse, but with their peers and what they want out of life, et cetera.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that, because I think I struggled myself personally for about a year. Just I don't know about your husband, but just trying to fit in, trying to find my
tribe. But did you realize that, right? No, you probably didn't even realize you were struggling.
I probably didn't. And what I did was after about 6 or 8 months, I just sort of threw myself into work. And I started working, started doing more things, started trying to be as active as I could, you know, I'd say, well, that career is behind me now. I just want to move forward. But no, it takes a while to adjust, and it's not easy. And I think the other thing, you said it already, I think the other thing is you just really have to talk more to your spouse. You got to tell them what's going on. And that's the people, there's a lot of people get out and struggle, but they struggle because they're not talking, I don't think. They need to communicate a lot more. Well, if there was anything you would have done differently with your husband when you left the military, is there anything there that you'd did maybe just a little bit differently and probably in preparation to get out of the service?
Truthfully, between you and me, I wouldn't have pushed.
We're not going to release the show.
And I wouldn't have pushed so much. I pushed him into jobs that he probably didn't want. I pushed him into some career choices he probably didn't want to appease me, because I thought there were things he should do. I thought, you have this great career, you have all of this education, you should go and do this. And I never listened. I'll be honest, I didn't listen. So about 3 years in, I finally sat back and said, what would you like to do? And my husband is doing exactly what he would like to do, but it's not what I would think he would want to do. So I would do that differently. I would have sat back and said, hey, honey, what do you want to do in this second act? I would have been, I think, a little more open for sure, and not push so hard. I push myself, and I can do whatever I wanted to do as a career or as a mom or as a you know, community advocate. But I should have backed off a little bit. That's my advice. He never told me to back off. He's a good husband.
Yeah.
But I would have chosen to back off.
He's a smart husband.
He is. He's a great husband. He's a great partner.
I'm going to ask you a personal question here real quick. Did it improve your relationship when you said, hey, just go ahead and do what you want to do?
100%. It's genius. It totally changed the dynamic of our relationship.
Yeah.
He's happier. I didn't realize how unhappy I was. Yeah. Then I became happier. He's in doing great things now, exactly where he needs to be, developing young leader. He's an elected official, and he is just in the best place, and kind of the whole happy wife, happy life thing we've always heard about. Happy husband. He's happy. So I'm happy. I'm happy. Kids are happy. It's a whole cycle. So glad I pushed as a mom and as a wife through all those years, but I think there were some times that I had to back off, and I'll own that.
Well, but the fact of the matter is he probably would have never said anything. You know what I mean?
No, because he doesn't want to sleep on the couch. He's not going to say anything to me.
I'm just going to say, you know what? Well, you know, I've been married a long, long time, and I want to do what my wife wants me to do. I want to be a big supporter. So, yeah, I can see where you're both coming from. Hey, look, I want to shift to the other side. Master Chief, okay, here we go now. He's ready. He's pumped up. How did you handle your transition?
You know, it's funny, as I listen to Stacey talk, there's a lot of parallels. Unexpected truly is the best word to describe it, because you get prep. Your friends tell you that left before you, hey, this is going to happen. This is what's going to take place. This is what you're going to experience. It's never what their experience was.
Oh, it's always different.
It's never what I in my head formed was going to be my experience.
Yeah.
But it was definitely unexpected and unsettling. And to think ahead and say, what would I have done differently? I attempted too many major life changes. You change your career, move across the country. I didn't sequence things well. I should not have attempted to do all those in a 2-month period. I probably should have found a job, then figured out the move, and then, you know, everything else. And trying to do the VA stuff, you know, I got a late start. Sailors deserve advocacy. I wasn't going to not work until my last day. So some friends of mine down at Damneck took care of me so I could work until my last day. And then they helped me get all my VA processing stuff done. And my boss let me take a little extra leave that I had on the books so I could really get it done and work up through the end. But I would have probably paid more attention to what I was taking on and when, so that I could manage each major change better for myself.
Yeah, if you went back and changed one thing, that was it, I guess. Huh? You just sort of focus a little bit more about the changes that you're going to, yeah, go ahead.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
I can't say I'm disappointed in the changes. When we talked about this before, you know, I would say I wouldn't do anything differently, because I wouldn't know what I know now, and I wouldn't be able to advocate for the things that I like to advocate for. I wouldn't have met the person that I finally found I'm supposed to be with, and there's a whole lot of goodness that came from that, you know, 3 years of painful transition.
Well, it's a little bit different for you and for guys like me that transitioned. Could you, the senior enlisted guy from the entire Navy, and you get out, and it's a little tougher transition, I think, for guys, especially for senior leaders sometimes, when you get out of the service.
Yeah, I mean, the phone doesn't ring as much, you know, and suddenly you're like, I feel like I should be doing something.
Yeah.
And you realize, no one's waiting on you anymore, buddy. There's a new guy. He's already doing it.
Well,
which is even funnier, because the guy that relieved me started 3 weeks before me here at USAA, Jim Oney.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
So
it's funny you say that, because that's one of the things I said. My phone wasn't ringing. I go, is there something wrong with this phone? Is there a problem with it? Hey, we need to take a quick break.
It's
come
not
back.
Working.
That's,
it's not working.
Well, I thought the same thing. I thought I have a bad phone or something. Hey, we need to take a quick break. I want to talk about USA and helping military communities. So I know you're going to go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. This is Your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12 Sergeant Major Army. And if you're enjoying the discussion, I know you are, because we're talking about military spouses. We're talking about transition. We're talking about our family, the people that we love, the military family. Please like us. Click on our subscribe button below. Don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by
Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A century ago, our founders made a promise to always take care of their own. That promise is still at the heart of everything we do and why our members know we'll do what's right. Because at USAA, we take care of our own.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with Stacy Holt and the 15th Master Chief Petty Officer of the Navy, Russell L. Smith, both military affairs at USAA. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know a way that you can support the work we're doing on behalf of our veterans and their families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you don't have any plans for, or you want to get rid of, or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on that vehicle donation button or the home donation button to support our work. We really would appreciate your support. Master Chief, I'm gonna start off this segment with you and with a question there. Do you think active duty service members are fully prepared financially when it comes time to leave the military?
So, the Navy is a STEM service, science, technology, engineering, and math. We have a lot of equipment we operate where, the Army and the Marine Corps, the weapon system is the soldier, the Marine. In the Navy, it's equipment. That takes a lot of intense time and study and academic rigor that leaves less free time to take care of your own financial health. And I think we never prioritize towards that. We provide some training, we provide some materials, but when in January of 2018, when we went to the blended retirement system, I don't think that we did a good job. And, I own that as a part of the N1 apparatus at the time. We didn't do as much as we could have to prepare sailors and I'm sure the other services for what that meant, meaning we're going to hand you partial responsibility for managing your own retirement account. We probably should provide you some explicit and exquisite financial training to do just that. And we didn't really do that. So I know that the Navy at least has made great strides in getting closer to doing a really good job with that. I think there is going to be a point in time here, probably in 2030, when we have that first tranche of folks that cross that 12-year mark, where financial hygiene and financial training and readiness is really going to take center stage. And how well did we do with BRS, whether it was a good decision for Congress to go down that road, and how are we going to manage the fallout? And organizations like USAA are very uniquely postured to help with that.
Yeah. I've always thought they should put financial education into our educational system, non-commissioned officer and officer education system, where we start talking about financial. Because to be honest with you, I can't think of anybody that really talked to me about financial education all my military career. I sort of stumbled through it. Now, that's a lot different now, and I understand that too. But we should talk more about those kind of things way before, really when you join the military. In fact, I'd go as far as say you probably ought to talk about it in high school and college and everything else, because I think we put a lot of young adults out there that struggle. Because, and I'll get off this in a minute, but we give them a credit card and they just think, to this keep going, and then they dig a hole, and then they have a problem. So, hey, to follow, go ahead.
No, it's a very wise observation to say it's not a military problem. It's a societal problem.
Oh, absolutely.
Because so much more relies now on our own ability to manage finances, even with good retirement programs like the military tends to offer.
Yeah. Well, I've got two sons, two granddaughters, and 5 great grandbabies, and I try to help my granddaughters out all the time, because they're young kids and they're married and they struggle a little bit. But financial education. So I go to those in charge, my wife, and say, hey, you need to talk to the girls about, you know, how to save money so we can sort of build up a little bit. But that's tough. Hey, to follow up just a little bit, what programs does USAA have to assist members with managing their money, Chief, Master Chief?
So the lion's share of the education that we do is unbranded, and it goes through a nonprofit that's associated with USAA. And they provide the services, a significant amount of training materials that's not branded for any company or bank or anything else, as sort of a deck plate start for the services to use as financial training.
Yeah.
And we have folks that are in the field, and USA is unique in that aspect, in that where our field reps are, we provide financial training and, you know, for free, because it's just what we love to do.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, with the social media and all the stuff, people using our apps and all this stuff, do we have an app that from USA that sort of goes out to young adults, says, here's how you can get educated on financial education?
The USAA app is a very, very nuanced platform that does a lot for you with life checklists and other things in it that really enable you to kind of walk through what it is you should be thinking about as you hit each milestone.
Yeah, I used to tell people that you have to change with the times. You know, with young adults, what are they looking for? You know, just like my grandkids, you know, they won't talk to me on the phone, but I can text them and they'll say anything, you know, they'll talk to me there. So it makes it interesting. Hey, Stacey, as a military spouse advocate, I know where your heart is all the time, supporting military spouses. Would you talk about some of the initiatives USAA is doing to support, military spouses?
Yeah, of course. Easy question. So USAA as an association has always supported spouses, but I think some cool things have been happening in recent years, both internal, like so for us as or myself as a military spouse, so our spouses that want to work for USAA, we're almost 25% military affiliated. So there's people like ourselves, whether veteran or military spouse, that work in the building or in the building, work for the association. So we have really great initiatives like hiring spouses in some fully remote roles so that they can PCS or, you know, that permanent change of station and stay with their service member and stay with their career. Yeah. Something that was almost unheard of when I was starting out. We have internal policies and things where they get a little extra time at PCS time. So I don't have to take my vacation. I have had to take personal time for a vacation to move my family, which, right, that's not my fault that I had to move, right? The military, the Marine Corps specifically said I had to move. So we've got some things internal as employees. And then what I get to do is some really fun external things. So we sponsor some really great initiatives. One of them is my favorite. I'll probably tell a little bit more about it later, but it's Mil Spouse Fest. So this is a company that does kind of one-day conferences for spouses. We were just in Fort Carson this week. We had about 250 spouses that came out for a one-day conference. And what USAA does, we give them the platform, of course, the funding and the sponsorship to host spouses to come out to, you know, get out of their homes, talk about their career. We also offer some financial advice. We're out there sharing what USAA does, but then all kinds of things, a mental health panel, a hot topics panel. We feed them. We have a comedian come in for an evening event. So really taking spouses and USAA knows that, like you brought up earlier, right? Your spouse is the CEO of the family, making a lot of those decisions. So we recognize that over 71% of spouses are making those decisions in their home. So like me, I did all the financial decisions. My husband has no idea how many cars I've bought. I've signed for more things that he probably knows about. Yeah. I bought every animal we've ever had. I put all my kids in school where I wanted to put them in school. Yeah. And I made those major financial decisions. So USAA recognizes that. And we're just trying to continue to support spouses, offer education. It's just a great association that just really thinks about the family first. So
it's probably helpful to say that about a third of all of the resources that we have in military affairs to work through partnerships and stuff goes to her portfolio with spouses.
Yeah, yeah.
We're a powerhouse.
I can see that right now. In fact, we just had Jessica Manfrey on the show.
I was with her this week in Fort Carson.
Oh, she is so motivated.
She's a great representation of spouse.
She's knocking
out all the way.
Hey, why is USA so committed going above and beyond in the military community? Why are they really out there? Everywhere I go, I see USA. Why are they so committed?
So I don't want to speak for our leadership, but I'm going to speak for our leadership.
Good.
I think it's just everybody in the association. So yeah. I'm military affiliated. I've been with the association as a member, right, for 30 plus years. Man, working here, I have yet to meet somebody who, like ourselves, military affiliated or, you know, our civilian population, if you will, that doesn't care, want to learn more, and just values the military. I think it's just one of these apolitical places you can be that's just about the military. And I think it, our, you know, of course, our branding, we know what it means to serve. So it's easy for me to want to find funding or get out and serve spouses because I'm helping my own people, right? I'm helping spouses through better ways of doing things than, say, when I was a young spouse. I would have, like Russ talked about earlier with financial, I would have loved to have had somebody that said, okay, Stacy, your spouse just left you for his first deployment and you have no idea to do with this extra money. We're getting all this extra money a month and I had no idea what to do with it. I had very nice furniture in our home that didn't last through the next PCS move, right? Because it got scratched up and wasn't worth it. I would have loved to have had a resource, and the association is really getting with families and the service member and their spouses to say, how can we help you? Everybody at USAA wants to improve a military person's life.
You know, it's funny when you talk about PCS and moving. You know, I moved my household goods one time, and that was when I retired. My wife did all that stuff. Oh, because I was always gone. I'd go get, you know, get a house. I mean, that's just the way it was. And the last time we moved and stuff, I said, you have to do this? I can't. And then when we got, when we moved to Tampa, we actually threw all of our furniture away and bought new furniture. You know,
and you start over.
Oh, you start over. That's just the way. Hey, Master Chief, is a commitment to the military community the reason you chose USA? I mean, I
don't know if you could have phrased it any better than I could have said it.
there you go.
To be honest with you, you know, I spent a year with a major firm in defense industry and then did a year of my own consulting. What drew me here, honestly, was honor through action, realizing that a company, a for-profit company, an association, not a shareholder organization, but which is honestly what enables it, but the commitment to spend $500 million over a five-year period, because they realize that targeted philanthropy helps in certain individual situations, but honor through action looks to make systemic change that's going to make life better for all veterans. And in the one conversation I got to have with my line of business president, that was really formidable in my decision making. It's the idea and understanding that a company would spend this much money knowing that it's going to benefit a lot of other people, so much so that if you were a shareholder organization, they'd probably object. But the idea that they can do that because a rising tide floats all boats, and what will help all veterans will definitely help our constituency.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that commitment is unique in any industry. And I'm just excited to be here because what I miss about being in the military is the altruistic sense of purpose. And having that by being here at USA is what's feeding me now.
Yeah, you got to have a purpose in life to keep you going each and every day. The other thing I think is really neat about USA, I don't know the number, and I don't know if I should even say, but I think when majority of people, or a lot of people that work at USA are veterans, are military spouses, and they have a vested interest in taking care of their own. You know, it's just not a job for them. It is a job, but it's something special. It's making sure that people that they love and want to take care of each and every day that they're doing something to make their life better. Hey, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about the success stories. I want to hear some of your stories. I know you got a whole lot of success stories, and me, not just me now. Everybody listening wants to hear all those great stories. So stay right there. I'll be right back. Now, here's a word from one more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Quality insurance will set you up for the rest of your life. And I think that's what Blue Cross and Blue Shield has demonstrated for decades.
It adds to your longevity of life because we want to be there for our loved ones. We want to be there for our family.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Stacy Holt and the 15th Master Chief Petty Officer of the Navy, Russell L. Smith, both with Military Affairs at USA. Remember, this is your show. We know there's So many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please let me know what topics you'd like us to cover. You can leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Since your work revolves around helping active duty military veterans and their spouses and families, I'm sure you each have a moment that's really made you feel good about what you're doing. And I could think of a lot of stories. I hope you can think of a lot of stories. But Stacy, could you tell me a great story or share a story with the audience about, you know, maybe some of the people that you've helped in USA?
Yeah, absolutely. It was easy to come up with an example of this because I've told the story a few times. And it's actually plugging MilSpouse Fest, which I know you had Jessica Manfrey on earlier. So Jessica works for MilSpouse Fest, the USAA sponsors. And so for those that don't know, MilSpouse Fest is a one-day conference. We have about 8 to 10 events per year. So USAA is the number one sponsor. It was an organization that I thought that I sat down with my leadership and said, hey, I think this is really important, a way to reach military spouses and support them. But with that said, we had an event, and it was specifically at Camp Pendleton, so Marine Corps base. My husband retired out of Camp Pendleton. What's not to like? But we had a spouse that came, and she just kind of looked a little, we'll just say sad after the event. And so one of my, I'll say colleagues, but one of the MilSpouse Fest leaders, Tessa, went up to her and was like, hey, you know, how's it going? And I'm paraphrasing here, but she was essentially struggling with her marriage. She was essentially struggling with if she wanted to be on this planet anymore. It was just a really scary conversation that they had. And she said that after today, meaning this was at the end of the conference, she felt like she had made a new friend, that she had met a neighbor, that she felt like she knew resources, and she knew where to start to kind of fix what was going on with her, or at least get the support that she needs. And
yeah.
I don't want to start crying, but it is just, if we can, we at USA, if I could help one spouse or one veteran or one service member change the way that they're thinking through, again, it's sponsorship, it's some funding, it's us going out and supporting physically, it's us going out and talking to people and just being part of the community. I mean, I'll take that all day long. So that's, I don't know, I don't want to say it's not a game. I don't want your story to, maybe it doesn't top mine. I think mine's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But man, if that's how USAA gets to support, I am not even exaggerating when I say I get paid to do this and I'm shocked by it. It's pretty awesome.
Well,
what she's saying too, that sense of belonging really helps in the mental health aspect of the situation she was describing.
Yeah. But if you can change one life or save one life, that's what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
You don't know the impact that you have on that individual, on that person. Mm-hmm. They may be just looking for somebody to stop them from going over the cliff, the bottom line.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, that's important business. I tell people, you go around, you have maybe, I don't know, Master Chief, maybe 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 30 seconds when you engage with somebody to really have an impact on their life. And you don't know how I still get, and I'm sure Master, you do, I still get emails from people that I met 30 years ago or 20 years ago or 15 years ago, say, hey, thank you very much, you changed my life or something. Oh, it's, you made a difference. Master Chief, same to you. Is there something that really sticks out with you?
So I've only been here 2 months, but I will say that on my second day with the company, I came up for lunch from orientation, and they were doing training with the bank. As you may know, the Servicemen Civil Relief Act caps the percentage of interest that somebody can charge somebody on active duty at 6%. USAA caps it at 4%. And the thing that they do that's very different, and they were talking about during this training session, is they proactively bounce their membership off of the what we call the DMDC, the authoritative database, who's in the military on active duty at the moment. They go off of they bounce that off of it and look for people who are on active duty that maybe didn't declare it or claim it or contact. They proactively look at and review their accounts for any money that they may owe. And they played a phone call of a call that they had with a major who was about to get a check for like $14,000 back. And they played the phone call. And at the end of it, he was crying and said he had some life stuff going on and the money that they were proactively finding and sending to him was going to be life-changing.
Oh, wow.
And it's just it reinforced on my second day that I came to the right place.
Yeah, you know, I talk to people, I tell people all the time that that's not a little act of kindness, but a little act of kindness sometimes goes a long ways. And I think sometimes people are more worried about themselves or what they're going to do. I want to be successful. I want to do things. I want to help people. But more than anything else, I want to help as many people as I can. You know, because there's a lot of people out there. I tell people all the time that we have a whole lot of people. I think it's 200,000 that are incarcerated, that are veterans and stuff, and homelessness, and you know, the fact that we had a lot of people take their life by suicide. I think over 139,000, I think, since 2001. But we've got to do all we can to help as many people as we can. And just, you know, and the U.S. is doing that each and every day with a lot of different programs. So I appreciate you guys coming on the show and talking about all the great things that you're doing. But you got to do something for me, and that's don't stop. Keep doing it. Keep making a difference. And you'll change a lot of lives, a lot of people that, again, just don't know all the things you do. Hey, this has been a great discussion. Any final thoughts? Anything you want to share with the audience maybe we haven't talked about? You know, you can talk about your husband being in charge, Stacy. Maybe, no, I don't know. No, but anything you want to talk about? Any final thoughts, Stacy, about you? Any final thoughts?
Well, I just want to say I appreciate you and what you're doing by giving a platform to veterans and families to have, you know, a way to have a conversation. Like you said earlier, I think it is, and Russ said too, you know, it is about community. The only thing I would offer, the final thoughts for spouses, is just your spouse journey is your spouse journey. So, you know, there's no right or wrong, or, you know, how your friend did it, or you know, somebody who did it previously. Just find what works for you and your family. I think everyone's journey is different, and I just want everyone to be okay with their own journey. So at least I know that's what I'm doing. I'm going to be okay with my journey and how it was for my husband and I, and I'm just going to continue to support spouses in that way. So
There you go.
I would say I very much appreciate this platform, this opportunity to talk. I want to close out just by saying what you talked about in that 10 to 15 seconds of engagement. Sometimes that 10 to 15 seconds can mean a lifetime.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'll tell you, life is long and can be filled with regret if you fail to pick up the phone and then find out you're not going to get another chance to do it. I talked a lot when I was on active duty about my own struggles with mental health, what I did to achieve balance and stay in the field I was in, because being in the military is hard. But it requires people around you. It requires us to reach out to people, and it requires people around us to reach out. So both sides of that. Doesn't matter if it's your boss, doesn't matter if it's your subordinate, your peer. As human beings, we can do better and do more to check on each other, because it's that sense of belonging and knowing that you're cared about that really works against the loneliness that usually leads people down that bad path.
Yeah. You know, when I came back out of war years ago, there was something wrong with me. I didn't know. I didn't even know there was something wrong with me. And I had about 2 or 3 years there that I went through some terrible issues. And this was, again, it was a lot of years ago. And simply by the grace of God, I was able to work out of those issues. And the way that I worked out of those issues was I started talking about stuff. I started telling people how I felt, even if you didn't want to listen. I'd tell you anyway. And I was able to work through them. But now, of course, they got a lot better programs and therapists and all that stuff. And then we're doing a lot better there now. So, I just, you know, before we let you guys go here real quick, I just want to tell you personally, I thank you for what you're doing and what you continue to do. And I thank you for your support for us, for our show. And just keep doing the good work, and let us know how we can help you. And we appreciate, like I said, USA coming on the show as much as you can, because we need to help our veteran community and our families and veterans out there. So God bless you for coming on the show.
All right, absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks again to Stacy Holt and the 15th Master Chief Petty Officer of the Navy, Russell Smith, for being with us. I'm Jack F. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. You've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast, and thank you for joining us. Log on to our website at yournextmission.org and check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military and Opline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job real time. And you can follow me on our social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And if you like what we're doing with Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Stacy and Master Chief Smith for joining us today. And I tell you what, when I talk to people like USA, I talk to companies like you, I talk to Stacy and the Master Chief at USA, you're talking to people that care. They care about our families. They care about our life. They care about how you live each and every day, and they care about your wellness. They're not just talking about stuff. They're doing things each and every day to make your life, my life, better for all of us. And that's what you have to do. The military is a small family. I used to think the military, we're the biggest organization in the world. Well, we're not. We're a small group of people that needs to make sure we keep taking care of each other. And USAA is doing that. They're taking care of military families and veterans and soldiers, active duty, all the time to make their lives better. So if you're listening, reach out. Contact somebody at USA and tell them, especially if you need help or you need some kind of assistance, reach out to them because they care. They just don't talk about it. They truly care about you and about me. Thanks for watching. And thanks to Newmar Studios and, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USA, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hoo-ah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.